The alternative sounds of the 60s and 70s
toward the unknown region.
Let's head toward the unknown region with Chris B, where pomposity and pretentiousness know no bounds.
Here comes
Radio Mi Amigo from the LB8B.
That was the King's Men and Daytime Shadows. Here, heading toward the unknown region with Chris, Christopher Bent, and Leslie Newman. Hello, Mr. N.
Hello, Mr. B.
Have you got your microphone anywhere near your mouth?
No, I haven't. You know me. I'm
issue
the Kingsman.
Number 161. 64 singles this particular week, 27th of January 1967. We are still in 67 and will be for the rest of this year, and then next year 68, and then we'll return to whatever we were doing last year. The Kingsmen, I don't know much about them. Daytime Shadows on Pi Records. And we began with Mamas and Papas and Words of Love, RCA Victor. Wasn't that a wonderful vocal from Cass?
Oh, it really was.
So
written by John Phillips.
So powerful. Yeah. And heading towards the Summer of Love.
Yes. That was featured on... She had a single out in 71, and that was... when she went under her own name, and that was featured on the B-side of it.
Yeah.
What was I going to say about the Kings?
The Kingsmen, yeah.
I'm sure that was the band that did Louie. I'm sure it was.
I think we might have played it last.
Yeah, I think.
Towards the end of...
Yeah,
anyway,
I'm sure they had a hit with Louie.
Yeah.
I shall check up on that for you.
So, let's move on to Great Uncle Fred. And I'm in love with an ex-beauty queen. We'll see what we can find out about Great Uncle Fred, shall we, Les?
Queen.
www.towardtheunknownregion.com.
All right. Now come on
you know, I can see why in the 60s the DJs on the pirate radio stations out on the North Sea, I can see why they were frenetic and great Kasabu, because everything only lasts 2 minutes and you're working at such a pace, trying to get the next one lined up and find anything about it that you can. I don't know if we found anything, have we, Les, about the Kingsmen?
Other than they did
great Uncle Fred.
No. They came from Yarmouth, actually.
Oh, great Uncle Fred. Yeah, I think they were called the Millionaires at one time, yes. Actually. That's one thing I found out.
As I said, the Kingsmen, their big hit was Louie.
Yeah. And then it was Sir William with Shakespeare's Shrew.
Shakespeare's Shrew, Taming of the Shrew, I guess.
On Stateside Records. Then The Traits, T-R-A-I-T-S, and their version of Harlem Shuffle, which was a hit eventually. Well, it was an old song, Harlem Shuffle, from Bob and Earl. Yeah. It didn't become a hit till, 69 or thereabouts? 68, 69. But that was The Traits version. And then that was Twiggy, that last one. And Beautiful Dreams on
She was at
Ember.
The height of her...
skirts.
Yeah, well. That actually, Harlem Shuffle came out in 1963. And
Bob and Earl.
Yeah,
but it didn't become a hit, did it? On the Pink Island record label.
Do you know, it was interesting. I've been looking at stuff on Northern Soul, interesting enough. A lot of hits that came out were re-released in the UK because of that. You know, people had brought them over from the States.
Lots of Tamla stuff became a hit after the
event.
Although
it was a released prayer at the beginning of the decade, it wasn't until it hit the dance floors of the North that they became popular.
And then we got at least one of them.
Places like Wigan Casino and all these other places.
In fact, in a little while, we've got the Originals on Tamla Motown with their version of Goodnight Irene.
That's something interesting.
It will
to.
Be. First of all, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And then it'll be Oscar and
La-di-da-di-dee.
And after that, it'll be Oscar and Over the Wall We Go, All Coppers and Nanas. Do you remember that one?
Yes, I remember that vaguely. Oh.
I never knew who it was. I thought it was Scaffold, but it's not. It's somebody. It's somebody called Oscar, and I'll tell you all about that one and who wrote it.
Well. I thought that was the Scaffold.
Maybe it was. Maybe they did it, but I'm going to tell you a lot more about it when we've heard it. But first of all, Sonny and Cher, what me and Les are doing. The beat is going on. And today is the 27th of January, 1967, Mr. N. If only we were that old still. I'd only be 11, and you'd probably be 12 or 13.
67, I would have been I bet you'd be 13.
I bet you'd be 12 with your 13th birthday coming up in September.
I was born in 53, which means I would be 13 with my 14th birthday coming up in September.
Corrected.
So,
let us go on
na,
and on.
Na, na, na.
The beat goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee, la-da-da-da-da. Charleston was once the rage, history has turned a page, the miniskirt's the current thing, goes on, the beat goes on. The drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da. The grocery store, the supermarket. Men still keep on marching off to war.
goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da.
Grandma's sitting in chairs and reminisce.
Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss.
The cars keep a going faster all the time.
Mom still cries, hey buddy, have you got a dime?
Goes on, the beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da.
And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
It's party time. Okay.
Over the wall we go. Oh, coppers and honors. Over the wall we go. Leave them alone saying Happy New Year.
I know all the best ways to break out of here. I helped a young laddie called Ivan. I bundled him over the wall last night. Then he climbed back and he grabbed me tight. He uttered some words that I can't say to you, 'cause he remembered that he was a screw.
Over the wall we go. Oh, coppers and honours. Over the wall we go.
David's every doubt thumbs they all think. I'll split up me loving and I had a dick. My mum sends me presents to keep me in style. Soggy old cakes and hundreds of files. Yeah, I sussed all them files, I'm a clever young man. Now I look stupid with manicured hands.
Over the wall we go. Oh, coppers and artists. Over the wall we go.
Double 3422.
Present.
Double 3423.
Oh, in here.
Double 3424.
Hello.
Double 3425.
Hi.
Double 3426. Double 3426. Where is he?
Here, keep it up, ledge. Another course and we're out.
Over the wall we go. Oh, coppers and honours. Over the wall we go. Leave them alone saying Happy New Year.
My name is Reggie, the scandal is mine. I got 7 years, so I'll gossip my time. I get all the tidbits and pieces of news. I'm a privileged cop, and my uniform's blue. The new lads will ask me if I am a screw. I'll tell them, oh, cheeky, not even for you.
Over the wall we go. Over the wall we go. Leave them alone saying Happy New Year. Over the wall we go.
So, Oscar, Over the Wall We Go on Reaction Records, that's the same label as The Who were on, yep, at the time, turned out to be Paul Nicholas. Yeah, yeah. Who? I noticed on the record label, David Bowie.
Yeah.
But how could he have composed that? And the only evidence we can find is an acetate from Bowie. I don't know if it ever came out as a bona fide single from David, but here is David's own composition, Over the Wall We Go.
over the wall we go. All coppers and nanas, over the wall we go.
Leave them a note saying wish you was here. I know all the best ways to break out of here. I helped a young laddie called Ivan. I bundled him over the wall last night. Then he climbed back and he grabbed me tight. He uttered some words that I can't say to you, 'cause he remembered that he was a screw.
Over the wall we go, all coppers and nanas, over the wall we go.
Leave him a note wishing Happy New Year.
My name it is Henry, some say I'm thick. I've spent half my life in and out of nick. Me mum sends me presents to keep me in style. Soggy old cakes and hundreds of files. Yeah, I sussed all them files, I'm a clever young man. Now I'm just stupid with manicured hands.
Over the wall we go, all coppers and nanas, over the wall we go.
Nobody's left and the screws are in tears.
33427?
Yes, sir.
33428? Yes, sir. 33429?
33429,
where is he?
He went out for a cup of tea at the local football match, sir.
Oh. Oh, well, he might have invited me.
Over the wall we go. Oh, coppers and nanas. Over the wall we go.
Nobody's left and the screws are in tears.
We tried digging tunnels but gave up the ghost. Just past the canteen, 10 yards at the most. Our limbs was aching, we felt pretty pooped. Our clothes they was tatty, our avos did droop. We crawled back to safety, our hearts filled with gloom, 'cause we dug ourselves through to the smallest room.
Over the wall we go. Coppers and nanas, over the wall we go.
Leave them a note wishing Happy New Year.
Hello, who is it?
33429, Gov.
Oh, hang on a minute.
Hello, Sonny Jim. Been wondering where you were. Have you had a nice Christmas?
Night, Irene, Irene, good night,
Irene, good night, good night, Irene. Ooh.
Girl, I'm gonna see you in my dream.
Good night, Irene.
Let's spend the night. I got married.
like some people think I got on, this is my own beautiful hair. What to do with the fellas? Take it out! I said, and get down and win. Let's go by the golden rule. Let's go. Come on, get in line. I said, stump your feet.
Little insect, not many people see. He's known to all the insects as the LS Bumblebee. So when you hear him coming, just throw away your tea. That psychedelic humming will mean you'll soon be free.
Oh, druggy, druggy.
Freak out, baby. The bee is coming. Oh.
I can hear the hum of the lovely LS bum bum bumblebee. Now it's time to fly out of your mind and into the sky with me. The mountains talk to me. I fly to the land where my hand can see, where my eyes can walk, and the mountains talk.
I hear with my knees, run with my nose, smell with my feet, my heart is a rose. Ah! Ah!
Bam, 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 bam.
And this week's Bamba Bumble is for Alf Herbert and his Marijuana Brass and their hit waxing Spanish Bee.
Oh!
I can hear the hum of the lovely LS Bum Bum Bumblebee. Take a little sip from the tasty lips of the LS Bumblebee.
much better.
All right, Dad. All right, Pete.
Nothing like a nice cup of tea.
Nothing like a nice cup of tea, Pete. Ladies and gentlemen, may we take the opportunity of these few grooves at our disposal to give you a solemn warning against the dangers of the drug traffic.
This peril that lurks in teenage haunts where beat music pulses out into the night, keeping vicars awake and old ladies jumping out of their beds continuously.
Ghastly business, Pete. Well, without more ado, over to you for example ghastly number one.
Of the perils of drugdom.
Exactly, Pete.
There was a very famous man who shall be nameless.
Mr. A. Woolley of 31 Wainwright Road, Willesden.
Precisely.
Thank
Mr.
You.
Woolley was a very nice family man with a lovely wife and two beautiful children, what he used to dandle on his knees when he come home from the office, to his little house with lovely little roses poking up through the trellis.
And the cucumbers and radishes growing peacefully on the allotment at the back.
One evening he come home and looked around and said, "Nice though this be, I seek yet further kicks." And he moved inexorably towards the mantelpiece where he kept his dolly mixture. Seizing hold of some of the mixture, he plunged it into a glass of cherry brandy, quaffed it down with one draught, and he was, of course, on cloud lucky one and a half, swinging away right up and grooving tremendously.
Freak out, baby.
Freaking out completely. Well, after that, the kicks got ever stronger. His craving got worse and worse. He got more and more drugs down his face, and eventually he became so irresponsible he left his lovely wife and kids and home behind and went to Hollywood and lay on a beach all day with a lovely busty starlet with blonde hair what come down to her knees.
Well, it doesn't sound too bad, Pete.
No, I don't think that's a very good example of the perils, actually. Have you got one?
I've got a worse one, Pete, yes. One that concerns a brain scientist who used to do interesting experiments on the curdling of milk. One day when he was pouring milk over a live mouse to see the effect of it on it, he suddenly was consumed by an enormous depression. And without more ado, he flung himself to the medicine cabinet and got an aspirin down his throat.
Oh.
Before you could say Swiss Family Robinson.
Swiss Family Robinson.
You said it before I done it. However, worse to come. Within minutes, he was at the blackcurrant pastels and Vaseline.
Mescaline, isn't it?
Oh, sorry, mescaline.
The sacred mushroom drug.
And his plight went from worse to worse. And now he leads his life as a rake, nestling in burnt leaves and compost at the bottom of the garden.
The only time he moves is when somebody treads on him and he jumps up and bangs him in the eye. A used gourd. A hopeless shard, useless to man, woman or beast.
A great scientist and nudist gone to the dogs. Or drugs, if you like. Of course, you cannot deny, Pete, the magnificence of the psychedelic achievements in the past, let it be said.
As exemplified by the A-side of this record, which, of course, is written under drug.
Exactly, Pete. Which means, of course, we are the B-side.
Are we the B-side?
We are. However, as the old adage says, I do like to be B-side, the A-side.
Shut up.
Oh, sorry, Pete.
Of course, Coleridge, T.S. Coleridge, used to write some of his best poetry under the influence of the poppy.
Yeah.
He used to cram poppies down his face in order to make his poetic imagination come out better.
Yeah.
That's how he wrote that one about in Xanadu, the Aga Khan did an aerodrome decree, where Elf, the sacred Ramsey, ran through caverns measureless to man down to the Zyder Zee.
Phantasmagorical, Pete.
Phantasmagorical, Dad.
Exactly, Pete. But, of course, despite this, we cannot rule out the fact, the burning fact, ladies and gentlemen, that Frankie Vaughan still tops the palladium on crystallised fruits and weightlifting.
Exactly. A glass of milk and a walk over the heath is far, far better than any druggy, druggy, druggy can achieve, Dad.
Exactly, Pete. And now the commercial. Beware psychedelic drugs.
Steer clear of LSD.
That type of thing is for the mugs. Stick to a mug of tea.
A very moving plea.
Wonderful piece of propaganda, Pete.
Wonderful, Dad. How many lumps?
Six, please. And while you're about it, would you dip them in that colourless fluid, Pete?
All right, you are.
Thank you very much. Druggy, druggy.
Oh, freaking out.
Oh, rave it up, baby. Oh, my
Chris God. B. at towardtheunknownregion.com.
Thank you.
So, an almost unforgettable long time ago, we heard an acetate of David Bowie. It's from an album called The Forgotten Songs of David Robert Jones. I've got it on the screen there.
Yeah.
So clearly it is on a CD now, but only from an acetate from 66. Now, so, you know, I did remember that song, Over the Wall We Go.
Yeah.
I remember my mother singing it, so she must have heard it on the radio. Over the Wall We Go, All Coppers and Nanas.
Yeah, I remember singing that. Coppers and Nanas, yeah.
And now we know who wrote it. David.
David wrote it.
Then it was The Originals and Goodnight Irene on Tamla Motown.
Originally written by Leadbelly in 1933. But the big hit that everybody remembers from the 50s is The Weavers, which was the country hit that everybody else did from that as well.
Yeah.
But even Eric Clapton did a version of it. So, you know. It's...
One wonders why.
No.
Then we got down with it, with Little Richard, with his Get Down With It, on Columbia in the UK. Mm-hmm. And then both sides of Peter Cook and Dudley Moore's single about
LS Bumblebee.
You're not LSD, but LSB. LS Bumblebee. And at the time, on the B side. B-double-E side. What's this one we're playing here? Yeah, that was only 2:21. But John Schroeder Orchestra and Soul for Sale on Piccadilly Records. We've got a 3:17 single now. This was a hit. So you are all going to know this one. It's Petula Clark. And this is my song, great mate.
Yes. Oh, I won't sing it.
Why is my heart so light? Why are the stars so bright? Why is the sky so blue? Since the hour I met you, flowers are smiling bright, smiling for our delight, smiling so tenderly for the world, you and me. I know why the world is smiling, smiling so tenderly. Here's the same old story through all eternity. Serenade to you. Thank you.
Interesting.
Unbelievably, written by Charlie Chaplin. Yeah, Charlie Chaplin.
For a film, The Countess from Hong Kong, which he wrote and directed, and it was originally going to be like the song from it. Apparently, Petula Clark only wanted this as a an album track, and she tried to block its release, and instead it went straight to number one. But as a result of that, the Colour My World, which was the which was released when, because we'd played that a couple of weeks ago, was actually withdrawn, so this would become number one. So there you go, you know. So that was Pye Records trying to promote this over another song, which obviously was also a big hit for her as well.
That's so good, that tale from the newsroom.
But
we're
we're
going to enter through the gates of Eden now, great mate.
Wish we were in the Garden of Eden, like Adam and Eve, lying in the shade of an apple tree. What a life we would lead, swimming in a blue lagoon, making love beneath the moon. Oh, how happy you and I would be. Wish we were in the Garden of Eden, just you and me, running wild over fields of yellow daffodils and feeling so free. No one there to tell us what we should do or we should not. Oh, how happy you and I would be. And though it's only fantasy, each time I feel you close to me, birds and flowers and doing things that come naturally. So take my hand and make believe I am Adam and you are Eve, and come into the Garden of Eden with me. Garden of Eden with me.
And Tiamic.
Wow. That was drug-tastic, great mate.
Oh.
The Garden of Eden. And
Ted Varnick and
The Descendants.
John Philip.
To me, little hints of Pink Floyd,
yep.
and even the Beatles. You are, you are he, and
this,
we are.
It's all in
me
the mix,
and,
though, wasn't it? And a bit of Garfunkel to Simon.
I'm still.
He's got his bandana on, mate, and his flowers in his hair.
I'm on a marigold come down, man. These are the attack. Both sides of their deck are single.
Can you smell the joysticks in the in the studio?
And the lava lamp
warming
up. Try it. And we don't know the attack.
We'll be right back. listening to Chris B. Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
Sitting regularly, then why not remove stubborn waste products from your body with Cohen's Colon Cream? It's elementary, my dear Cohen.